Namo Guru Manju Goshaya, I bow down to my Lama gentle voice. The never-ending flow of the empty realm of all things showed itself to me. The stream of my own thoughts, the revelation that there is nothing that's real. And then that thought melted into the diamond of the mind, a single song of their indivisible union. Look at all my aging mothers, every living being, obsessed by their needs, their legs caught tight in the steel trap of living only for the objects of their senses. Look at them, locked in this prison with no escape, beaten, tormented by the savage feelings of pain. The ruthless demon of believing that things could be themselves has invaded the depths of their very hearts, and so they cherish their own delusion that a thing which never depended upon something else could ever be. And so then they are attacked by a host of evil spirits, harmful ideas in which they see this same thing that is not a thing, and then, for example, believe, whether they know it or not, that things must never change, or else have stopped altogether. And so then their bodies are racked by every different kind of illness, the disorders of heat or of cold, of liking or disliking things ignorantly. And then they collect bad karma, the poisons of diarrhea and vomit seep into the veins, and the life of goodness is stolen away, so that again they assure that a mountain of suffering awaits them anew in the cycle of pain. At times I see this way things appear, and sudden tears pour down from my face. Sadness, pitiful, are fear and despair. At times, too, I see how things really are, and then all I can do is laugh out loud. A sense of peace spreads deep inside. How do you feel, my friends, who know when you stand and look at the people around us, tortured by happiness, tortured by pain, all of it brought on as these feelings of liking and disliking things infect their minds over things that are every bit as real as the alluring smile of a young maiden born from the womb of a woman who's been barren from birth? Come, place all your hopes in a master from an authentic lineage. Devote yourself to learning and contemplating a wide variety of the classical texts which teach the meaning that's literal. Fill the very center of the fragrant bloom of your heart with those ideas which are the deepest of all. These are just a few little jewels, words that I've scattered along the way.